In this bulletin, exit polls in Britain suggest an election win for Boris Johnson's Conservatives, the remains of six people retrieved from White Island, and in cricket, day one of the test in Perth between Australia and New Zealand results in an even contest. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyer. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson's Conservative Party is projected to win a majority of 86 seats in Britain's election, giving him the numbers in Parliament he needs to deliver Brexit next month. The exit poll indicates the Conservatives will win 368 seats, enough for a comfortable outright majority in the 650-seat Parliament. Stephen Hay is a Conservative voter in the Prime Minister's marginal constituency.
At the end of the day, you know, whether you like him or not, and all of his eccentricities, I think he has leadership ability, and I think he is the best man for the job. Simple as that. The alternative would be excruciating.
New Zealand military personnel have successfully retrieved the remains of six people from White Island following this week's volcanic eruption. The bodies were situated around 300 metres from the crater, within 200 square metres in small clusters. Police had foreshadowed their inability to locate all eight bodies believed to be on the island, with surveillance only identifying six among the debris and ash. Foreign Minister Maurice Payne says the recovery process has been challenging, both for the retrieval team and the families of the victims.
There are still two remaining bodies on White Island. Due to the circumstances, due to the limitations of equipment and the need to complete the operation within a particular period of time because of those circumstances, the New Zealand authorities have indicated they will return as soon as it is possible to do so to endeavour to retrieve others who remain on the island.
The United States House Judiciary Committee is debating the details of the draft impeachment articles against President Donald Trump ahead of a vote. The articles, which accuse Mr. Trump of the abuse of power and obstructing justice, are likely to be approved later today. The articles would then be sent to the House of Representatives for a full vote expected next week. House Judiciary Committee Chair Jerry Nadler says Mr. Trump requesting his Ukrainian counterpart investigate political rival Joe Biden in exchange for military aid amounts to blackmail.
We've repeatedly heard that the Democrats are accusing President Zelensky and Mr. Yermak of lying because President Zelensky said he wasn't pressured. Well, of course he said he wasn't pressured. The United States is a powerful nation on which his nation is dependent. He has a gun to his head.
Jetstar workers have walked off the job on day one of rolling strikes as part of a pay and safety dispute. Baggage handlers and ground staff are striking at different times today in Sydney, at Melbourne's Tullamarine and Avalon airports, and in Brisbane, Cairns and Adelaide. The strike, less than 2 weeks out from Christmas, comes after Jetstar rejected workers' demands for pay increases, minimum hours on the job and safety improvements. Jetstar says passengers affected by the strike action will be able to change their flights or get a refund. To sport, and day one of the highly anticipated day-night test in Perth between Australia and New Zealand has resulted in an even contest. Australian batsman Marcus Labuschagne was the star of the day, scoring an unbeaten century to see the locals finish on 4 for 248. New Zealand rescued the day with the late wickets of Steve Smith and Matthew Wade, with Travis Head and Labuschagne to resume proceedings on day two. Labuschagne has told Fox Sports he was relieved when he brought up his century.
The boys were teasing me during the week that I tried to do it last game and I quaffed it and I couldn't get there. So when I actually just scraped it over the rope, I was pretty stoked.
Well, now the weather across Australia, very hot and sunny in Perth, 41 degrees. Adelaide, mostly sunny and 23. Mostly cloudy for Melbourne, 21. Hobart, a shower or two, 21. Canberra, smoke haze and 28. Wollongong, a possible shower, 20. Sydney, cloudy and 23. Newcastle, much the same, 23. Brisbane, a shower or two and a possible storm, 29. Cairns, sunny and 33. And Darwin, a shower or two, a possible storm and 35 degrees. I'm Greg Dyett, and this is SBS News.